Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, boo. Welcome to Home-Based Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, 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 good evening, good evening, good evening, and thank you so much, Isaiah, as you do each and every time we come on these airways, introducing our show to people out there in the listening audience, Home-Based Business 101, and it's truly a pleasure and truly a joy to have my grandson involved in what I do as far as business and also working to help leave a legacy for him. And I'm just so thankful that he's so supportive of what his grandfather does. And today's topic is a very, very important topic as we wind the year down and making sure that people have information that they can close out this year and go into the new year to do so much more. And today is part one of Wealth Building Tax Secrets for Small and Home-Based Business Owners. Today, this is part one. I'm going to try to cover as much as I can today. What I don't cover today, we will do part two tomorrow. So, tuning in, and, you know, the whole purpose of today's show is to help people out there in the listening audience to be able to come up with some strategies that can help you position yourself next year to have more money than you currently have as this year closes out. The key word, position yourself for next year. Okay, so what is it that we're talking about? Well, first of all, let's deal with some facts. The year's edges are about to meet. The old going out and the new coming in. And what can you do to position yourself as the old goes out and the new comes in? For those that do not already have a home-based business, then one of the things that you need to do, the best gift you could buy yourself for this holiday season, is purchasing a home-based business. And why is that? Because it is the best tax strategy that exists out there in the marketplace. Now, why is it the best tax strategy? Out of his book, Lawyer Taxes Big Time, Mr. Sandy Bakken said you would have to be brain dead not to have a home-based business. And why does he make that kind of profound statement? It's because, first of all, you need to understand there's two tax systems in this country. And I know most of you are probably saying, yeah, one for the rich and one for the poor. No, that's not what it is. There's two tax systems. One for employees and one for employers. And when you have a home-based business, you are employing yourself, which puts you into the category of being an employer. And not only can you employ yourself, but you can employ your family members, such as I do with this radio show. You heard my grandson's voice. He is a part of my home-based business. So thus, it helps me with some additional tax write-offs. Now, why is this all of this important? Because when you have a home-based business, you can leverage that business against all other forms of income if you're still working a quote-unquote job while building your business. And what that means by working a job while building your business? See, when you start a home-based business, you can start it full-time or part-time, or you start it part-time and eventually it graduates to the point that it becomes full-time. And you can leverage that business against your regular job or your spouse's job or any form of income that you have in which you have taxes being taken out of that income. So let's say you have a job and you're working your job and you make, say, $50,000 a year and you have a home-based business. But with a home-based business, then you're going to have certain tax write-offs. And some of them that we're going to discuss today are such as your home, your car, your vacations, your fun, the things that you love to do, and how you can use those legitimate tax write-offs to reduce your taxable income, lowering your tax liability, which will enable you, as you leverage that against maybe your job, so your job, you got $50,000 that you're making on your job, and then we come up with your home-based business, and we come off with tax deductions, which some of them I'm going to discuss here in a minute, but say we can get that home-based business, that income that you have from your job, I say we can take that $50,000 and get it down to maybe $30,000 or $25,000. Then that means that your tax liability has been drastically reduced, which means the amount of money that was taken out of your check for federal and state income taxes during the course of the year. I'm going to show you how to get the majority of that back. The majority of that back. I mean, when I say the majority, I'm talking significant figures. And when I mean significant figures, I'll give you some examples. I had a client last year who their regular job, they make $130,000 on their job, and due to the home-based business tax deductions that we was able to help them out with, we was able to reduce their taxable income from down to, from $130,000 to down like about $10,000, which means the 30-some plus thousand dollars that was taken out of their check during the year for taxes, we was able to help them get $29,000 of that money back. That's like having an additional job in terms of pay. So we was able to reduce their tax liability down to the point that they got an extra $29,000 back that they normally wouldn't have gotten back because they would have been taxed on that whole $130,000 worth of income, but because they had a home-based business, and we was able to reduce that their taxable liability and their taxable income drastically through home-based business deductions and expenses, it freed up money and enabled them to get a larger income tax return that they normally would not have gotten. And so for those of you out there that's listening, and you want to know, you know, what this is all about, and I thank you again for tuning in. It's about helping you be able to have more control over the dollars that you work hard for every day. So if you're still out there working and you don't have a home-based business, well, we're going to let you know about today how to get a home-based business and one in the industry that we're involved in and reduce your tax liability and be able to position yourself going into 2015 to get a larger tax return. And so some of you were invited to this show. You're some of my colleagues in the business that I'm involved in, YTB, PTN, Your Travel Business, Pro Travel Network. And we're doing this. We're about the business of showing people how to take advantage of one of the greatest home-based business opportunities that currently exist in these United States of America to reduce their tax liability. Okay, so let me get into some concepts here. So when you're saying reduce your tax liability, what do we mean? Okay, first thing is that by having a home-based business, what that means is that your home has now become your place of business. And with your home becoming your place of business, what that means is that now part of your mortgage or your rent is now tax deductible, where before it was not tax deductible. So that same 1098 mortgage interest statement that you use on your Schedule A, your itemized deductions, and I'm going to talk about some schedules here. And some of you that are familiar with your tax returns and know what I'm talking about, some of you that are not, you can go to my tax website, www.thetaxglper.weebly.com, and there's lots of information on that site. And also, if you need help, you can fill out the contact sheet or the contact form on there and put it in your name, your email address, your phone number, and I'll be able to get back to you and be able to help you with your tax situation. Okay, so we said, you know, what you want to do is first thing you want to look at is your home. Your home can become a tremendous tax shelter for you. Because now that you have a home-based business, what this enables you to do, by having a home-based business, that your home is your place of business. So that means, you, as I said initially, your mortgage or your rent. And it does not matter if you're renting or buying. Your mortgage or your rent is now a portion of that is tax deductible. Your utility bills, is a portion of that is now tax deductible. All expenses related to your dwelling now becomes, a portion of that becomes tax deductible. And when I say a portion, let me be more specific when I say a portion. Let me give you an example. I use 60% of my home for business purposes. That means 60% of my mortgage, 60% of my utility bills are tax deductible. 60% of my real estate taxes are tax deductible. 60% of my home upkeep, such as paying for the lawn care, in terms of people cutting my grass and taking care of the landscaping of the house, that's tax deductible. My wife decides she wants some new drapes or change some things around in the house or fix up something, tax, 60% of that is tax deductible. We end up with a plumbing problem or something in terms of taking care of certain needs in the house, 60% of that bill becomes tax deductible. In the case of my mother, when she had her air condition went up because we had a storm in the area in Maryland where she lives, and lightning hit the thing and the air conditioning unit went out and she had to replace the heat pump, and she uses 50% of her house for business, that 50% of those replacement parts that she had to take for the, to put back into the house, they all became tax write-offs. So this becomes a huge, huge item for you because it's going to reduce your tax liability. And the thing is, what it do is help you be able to get your tax to the, what we call the moral minimum. And the moral minimum could be zero. We can get your tax liability, your taxable income down to zero, then, hey, that's what we want to do. And in this case, zero is a hero. Most cases, zero is not a hero, but in this case, zero is a hero, so we want to help you be able to do that. And by doing so, you can end up with, as I had a client in the D.C. Maryland area who repaired their club basement so that they could use it for something that we do in this business called travel parties, was able to do that to help them be able to fix that club basement up. They could have guests over to do their travel parties. They spent $30,000 remodeling that club basement. And by spending $30,000 to remodel that club basement, the $30,000 that they spent became a tax deduction. Again, helping lower their tax liability. So these are the types of expenses when you have a home-based business that you can use to lower expenses and reduce your taxable income, which if you're still working your job, to allow you to be able to have less money taken out of your check and more money coming back to you. So you want to make sure you know how to capitalize on these types of expenses. Okay. The next item we really want to look at when we take care of the home is how to deduct your fund. And this is a really, really exciting area to look at because when we talk about how to deduct your fund, we're talking about travel, entertainment, meals, and things in those nature. And again, you know, for those that are tuning in and that was advised to listen to this show based on someone in YTB PTN Network, Travel Network, is that travel becomes a great way to reduce your taxes if you have a home-based travel business. So what does that mean? Okay, well, first of all, let me explain something. In most traditional businesses, when it comes to writing off travel, there's something called the 60% rule. And that 60% rule basically goes like this, that you can write off a trip if you went somewhere and you spent 60% of your time with a client discussing business with them and dealing with them for business. But if you own a travel business, such as being in the case of YTB, PTN, then travel is your business and you can write the whole trip off. And when I say write the whole trip off, what do I mean? I mean really, yes, write the whole trip off. Let's say you and your family, and say you got three children, and y'all go to Belize. You go on a cruise on Carnival when you go to Belize. Not only can you write off your portion, you can write off the portion of the trip of your spouse and your children, where if you was dealing with going to Belize in terms of traditional business travel, you'd have to be meeting a client in Belize, and then the only portion of the trip that you could write off would be yours, and that's if you spent 60% of your time, the time that you was there, totally meeting with that client and dealing with their client's needs. So again, writing off your fund is a tremendous aspect of what we're able to do through being involved in the YTB PTN travel network. So all of your travel becomes now 100% tax deductible. And when you do that, again, it's going to lower that taxable income. And that's the whole thing we want to chisel away at, bit by bit, inch by inch. And it's a person used to tell me a long time ago, inch by inch, it's a cinch. But just chiseling away at that taxable income, reducing what your tax liability would be. So we talked about how to use your home as a great tax shelter, then also how to reduce your taxes through your funds, such as travel. Another aspect, this is my favorite time of the year, football. Let's say if you have people over your house for a football party, and or you go, you have somebody and y'all go to the game together and you bought the tickets. As long as you discuss or share something with them about your business in a 24-hour period of time from the time of the event, then all the expenses related to that event becomes 100% tax. Okay, you and your buddy get together, y'all go out to the football game. You go to the game, you pay for the tickets. Y'all sit there, you get your nachos, you drink some beer, you eat hot dogs, other stuff. All the expenses you have related to that game, you add all of those up. You share with him about taking a look at your business. As long as you share that with him within a 24-hour period of time, the time that y'all went to the game, then that whole business, that whole football game experience is a tax write-off. Or let's say you have, you know, some of the guys over to your house to watch the game. And in terms of watching the game, you know, you order some pizzas and, you know, you got your beer, you got popcorn, you got chips and other stuff. And you're watching, you're enjoying the game, you have a lot of fun because you had a football party that was related to your business in terms of sharing with them about your business. And that whole party becomes tax party expense off. That's how you deduct your entertainment or your fun. Let's say you have, you know, you get with someone and there's a movie coming to town that you really, really want to see. And you pick up a friend and you go to the movies together and you pay for going to the movies. Well, the same principle applies. Go to the movie, you get your popcorn. Or if y'all going to eat, or maybe y'all went out to dinner before going to the movie, or dinner after the movie. As long as within a 24-hour period of time you share with them your business, then that whole experience becomes tax deductible. And that's how you write off your fund. So we've talked about the house, talked about your travel, your fund, and how to make those tax deductions. The next is your automobile. How to turn your automobile into an actual gold mine in terms of tax reductions. Now, how do you do that? Let's say you're still working a regular job, as we talked about earlier, and you have a home-based business that you're working part-time while maintaining your job. Okay, what you want to do is we want to turn those commuter miles into what we call business-to-business miles. Now, how do you turn commuter miles into business-to-business miles? You do that by doing the following. Simply, when you get up in the morning and you're ready to leave your house, you leave your house before going to work. You stop at a Starbucks or a Mickey D's or 7-Eleven, convenience store, or we have here in Rocky Mountain, North Carolina, called Kangaroo or one of those type places. Get a bottle of water, a newspaper or something, or if it's the Mickey D's or the Bojangles or one of those places, or the Starbucks, and you get, you know, your cappuccino or your coffee or whatever it is that you're going to get. While there, what you want to do, if they have a bulletin board, you want to put a flyer up on a bulletin board or a business card up on a bulletin board. And also while there, you want to do is pass out some business cards or some flyers to some people while you're there, mingle and talk for a few. And, you know, basically you pass out some flyers, and at the same time you can have some conversation with people, and you can let people know, you're marketing your business. Hey, how you doing? Hey, I need your help. Maybe you can help me out. I'm with a company. We're expanding in the area. And right now we're looking for some people who want to earn an extra $1,500 to $2,000 a month. Do you know anybody that might would be interested in something like that? You give them your business card, and you get their name and a number. And, you know, you let them know, say, hey, look, I'll get back to you in the next 24 to 48 hours. Fair enough. And you do that, and you prospect it for the day. Also, you know, while there, I said you did that part, you gave out the business cards, you put up the flyers, is basically you want to make contact with people. Then you drive to your job. Now, from leaving from there, so you left your house and you went to a place where you prospected before going to work. So now you leave from there, next step, that's business-to-business miles, which means we've converted those commuter miles to business-to-business miles. Your job for the day, and when you get off from your job, you do the same thing that you did in the morning, but you leave from the job and you find somewhere close by the job to do the same thing that you did in the morning. You stop somewhere, hey. And, you know, you grab maybe you a juice or something before coming home. Or if you want to get a meal, you can. And while you're there, you prospect. You give out some business cards. You give out some flyers. If they have a bulletin board, you find out from the manager if it's all right to post something on the bulletin board. You give out that information. You get some names and numbers as you talk to people and letting them know that you're going to get back to them to let them know about how they can earn some extra money if they're interested. One of the other pieces that I use, especially during this time of the year, is, hey, I'm with a company, you know, and, well, specifically for those of us in YTB, PTN, let me paraphrase that, I'm with a company, and this is, you know, I'm with a travel company, and this is our busiest time of the year. And we're expanding, and we're looking for some people that want to earn an extra $1,500 to $2,000 a month. Because during this time of the year, as a travel company, you know, we need extra help with helping us be able to help people book their holiday travel and all of the things that they're going to be doing during that. And also, you know, we have e-commerce, and we're helping people with their shopping online. So we got several different ways to approach people for how they can take advantage of this tremendous opportunity during this holiday season and this holiday time. And so these are some of the tips that you can use as you're talking to people to go out, prospect, and turn your regular miles, your commuter miles, into business-to-business miles, and at the same time while building your business, and being able to get that miles, because the IRS is going to give you 55 cents per mile, which means if you do 10,000 miles on your car during the year, that's a $5,500 tax write-off. And again, remember the goal is to reduce your tax liability down to zero if you can. The object is to get it as much reduced as possible. Okay, it's bringing us down to pretty much close to the end of today's show, and we'll pick up this with part two tomorrow, and we'll talk about how to get at least $15,000 every 5 years from home office expenses. And we also will talk about tomorrow how to be able to beat the dreaded IRS audit, how to audit-proof your taxes, and also a very important topic, how to shield yourself from the IRS weapon of your business being classified as a hobby and not a business. So we want to give, we want to thank people for tuning in today to the special show. Tune back in with us again tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Be right here in the same place. The link will be put up tomorrow morning. For those of you that are listening to this online via your computer, you'll be able to go back in, and there'll be a link that'll be up tomorrow where you can tune in and catch this broadcast. And again, we just want to thank all of those who have been supporting shows here on Home-Based Business 101 on Blog Talk Radio. I want to thank the 47,000-plus listeners who have tuned into a show here on Home-Based Business 101. And remember, as we close out this year, let's help make taxes less stressful for you. Let's do that. Right now, the average American is leaving $3,000 to $9,000 on the table by not having a home-based business. And that's what Mr. Sandy Bakken means in his book, Lawyer Taxes Big Time, when he says that you'd have to be brain dead not to have a home-based business. By not having a home-based business, you know, regular W-2 job, you're leaving on an average of $3,000 to $9,000 on the table that you could have in your pocket. So if that's something that really interests you going into the new year, then let's help you get situated as we close this year out and go into the new year so that you can get that type of return on your tax return. Remember, the edges of the year are about to meet. The old is going out and the new is coming in. What are you going to do different? What are you going to do new to help you position yourself so that you can make taxes less stressful and get more back on your taxes going into the year 2015? All right. This has been Baba Jahi here on Home-Based Business 101. And, hey, we want to thank you for tuning in. It's been a pleasure. And we just really enjoy your support. But most of all, get mad, make a decision. Make a decision that 2015 is going to be different from you. You're going to reduce your taxes and get more of your money back. Because we want to do, as Mr. Bakken says in his book, we want to show you how to lower your taxes big time. We're helping you with wealth-building tax reduction strategies and how to take advantage of that, how to discover tax-free benefits, document business deductions, and dodge IRS audits. What we do is we help people be able to audit-proof their tax returns and be able to make sure that you can get more money back in your pocket. Hey, it's your money. Why shouldn't you have it? Okay, so until tomorrow, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in today. We love you. We appreciate you. And we just really want to see you be able to reduce those taxes and have more of your own hard-earned money back in your pockets. Until next time, take care. God bless. This has been Baba Jahi. Peace out.